When you pick up the telephone and make a call, you probably are not thinking about the vast network of connections that makes it possible for you to speak to your friends, either in the neighborhood or around the world. Today, it's more than just the telephone that's being discussed at the World Conference on International Telecommunications, WCIT-12, as the conference is called, taking place in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. In his message to the meeting, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says, information and technology continues to transform our world.
Opening doors, educating and empowering people, saving lives. The Arab Spring showed the power of ICT to help people voice their legitimate demands for human rights and greater accountability.
Government regulators are participating in WCIT-12 to review international telecom regulations, or ITRs, regulations that were legislated almost 25 years ago. Dr. Hamadoun Touré is Secretary General of the ITU.
The ITRs were last negotiated in Melbourne, Australia in 1988. They have served as well, setting the stage for the mobile revolution and the birth of the information society. But there is now broad consensus that they need to be updated to reflect the dramatically different technology landscape of the 21st century.
Dr. Touré says the two-week conference is about putting ICTs in the hands of all the world's people.
It is about building global consensus on strategies to promote the free flow of information, the continued development of broadband, the use of smart technologies to combat climate change, the business models that will promote continued investment in the networks, services, and applications we all now rely on.
Paul Budd, managing director of Paul Budd Limited, a telecommunications research company, says our current communications, be it telephony, the internet, broadband, or mobile, is underpinned by a global infrastructure that makes it all happen. But with more and more people depending on information and communication technology, there's bound to be controversy.
Obviously, there are lots of issues there. There's in relation to the democratization of organizations, of businesses, the freedom of speech. All these elements are becoming part of it. So you get a large variety of people that are all coming on board and all want to talk about the internet.
Dr. Touré says global networks and services need to be able to connect regardless of where they were invented or by whom. His hope is that the Dubai meeting will result in more understanding and sharing.
This is why I have no doubt that we will come away from Dubai proud of the agreements we have forged together, agreements that will serve as a cornerstone of an exciting new wave of industry growth and the development of new services that we have not yet even dreamed of.
Dr. Hamadoun Touré, head of the International Telecommunications Union of the United Nations. I'm Jerry Adams.